This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, and I am so happy to be with you today. I love spending this time with you Monday through Friday as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. Always eager to hear from you, and especially on Fridays, because what is Friday? Friday is Glory to God Friday. It's the day that we set aside to look back over the last week and to see all of the manifold blessings that we have received by way of the Lord. So I am encouraging you to just do that right now. Just take a minute or two, you know, even as we're talking here, and just look back, you know, just kind of look back, give a backward glance to all of the days that have transpired since last Friday. How has God shown up in your life? What is He doing in your life right now? What blessing have you received? And, you know, we receive blessings. Sometimes they're great and extraordinary blessings. Sometimes they are everyday blessings. But let me tell you what, every blessing is immeasurable in its scope of infinite love, in its infinite mercy, and its infinite power in our lives. So there is no blessing that is too small, no blessing that is too great. It is all the gratuity of God spreading His love, pouring His love out upon us. So please do call and let us know what your Glory to God report is for this week. Again, the number for you to use, and I hope that you've written this down by now or committed it to memory, that would be even better, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We are eager to answer your phone today. We have Michael McCall in for Matthew Gubensky today, so be sure to say hello to Michael. Interesting little note here. My very first call screener was Michael McCall, and so he is filling in for Matthew today, and it's always kind of like a happy little remembrance when he does that. We have Pedro Quiles out there. He is the one retrieving your questions and comments at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page. So I encourage you to use that chat feature there. Put in your question or comment. We will get it retrieved up on the board. We'll be happy to address it. Please do tell us who you are and where you are. And if you're not listening through social media, but using that simply as the way to get your question to us, tell us how it is that you are listening to us. Available also for you through texting. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. And then again, we want to know who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. Give us that information, please. Keep your answer short. It's a text message, or your question rather. Short is a text message after all. And do know that message rates and data rates may apply depending upon the plan that you have. And we've got Vanessa Sanchez, the producer extraordinaire, in today, making this program happen by pushing all of those buttons and those levers and those things that go on in there. I don't know what those things are. I don't want to know. I like it on this side of the mic, but I admire people that know technically what's happening. So all of that being said, we are so very, very pleased and happy to be with you today. Well, you know, I have all kinds of beautiful praise reports that I want to give. I want to give glory to God for the wonderful weekend. Last weekend in St. Louis, I've spoken with you about it through the course of the week. It was really wonderful. You know, it's an interesting thing to be a presenter at these events, because you go to present, you go to deliver a message. Prayerfully, it's the message that God would have you deliver to the numbers of people that are there. But you also go as a participant, and I receive probably more than I give. I can tell you that. And the reason for that is because of the other speakers and their messages. I was completely caught up in the story that Nikki Kingsley told us about her life. Her book is available for you at EWTN's religious catalog. I think it's called I Thirst. I think that's what it's called. I'll make sure that I'm giving you the right title. And of course, Father Ken Geraci was there, obviously wonderful. Father Calloway, again, obviously wonderful. All of the presenters were obviously wonderful presenters. Annie Carto, the beautiful music that we experienced during the time that we were there, the wonderful talks that were given by Monsignor Eugene Morris, you know, just abundantly blessed. But I want to tell you something else that often doesn't get enough recognition. And that is the blessings that come by way of the participants that are there. You know, it's an interesting thing. And you know, when you have the opportunity to interact, and I don't dash away after my talks. I try to stay at the table. I want to interact with the people that come. I want to hear their stories. And some of these stories, you know, bring me to my knees in my heart, asking God to have the humility, the perseverance, the fortitude, the sacrifice that these individuals have had in their lives. And they don't necessarily have a microphone in front of their face. They don't have an opportunity to have a television camera on them. The fact of the matter is, though, these individuals are saints in the making, and they are absolutely fantastic, and their stories move hearts. So, you know, when you attend one of these events, you must know that you are there to be a blessing to others through the story of your life that you might share with someone else, through an act of courtesy, an act of charity, an act of kindness towards someone, to, you know, a conversation that you might find yourself in discussing one of the talks that you've heard, or just sharing with someone. You know, we are Catholics, and we enjoy sharing with each other. And a lot of those conversations take place in the restaurants and in the lounges of these hotels. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I really do want to encourage you to realize how important you are in the lives of so many people at events like this, but just your witness, your personal witness and example. When you're in the grocery store, when you're sitting in traffic and you're praying for the person in the car in front of you or to either side of you, to when somebody is rude on the road, and instead of sitting there and mumbling and, you know, I don't know, just complaining in your car and maybe shouting out some expletives that you shouldn't shout out, when all of that is the temptation and you say, no, Father God, this person, I have no idea what's going on in their life. But if this was an act of rudeness, then clearly they need your love. And if they've got something really serious going on and they're just not observant to what's happening around them because of it, I ask you to protect them and to help them and to give them the grace they need to face the current situation that is there. So, you know, we bless. We're meant to be blessing to each other. And so this is why I love Glory to God Friday, because you can be a blessing. You have an opportunity to have a microphone that announces to all of the other listeners. You know, I don't know how many there are. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. I don't know. 10, 20, 30? I don't know. We don't subscribe to ratings here at EWTN, so we have no idea how many people are listening in any day part. But this is what I do know. I do know that if you affect the life of one person, then you have been a miracle in someone's life, and you have opened yourself up to be a conduit of God's grace for that person. And that is immeasurable in its scope and in its power. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us today. Also want to let you know that I am here to talk about any topic in addition to your Glory to God report. I am here to talk about anything you'd like to talk about. I am here also to pray with you. If you would like prayer, we can pray together right here on the air. I love to pray with you. I really do. Oh my goodness. What a grace it is to be able to come together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Hey, call right away. We want to hear from you today. Let's give praise and glory to God, the one who loves us, the one who loves us from afar and who loves us up close. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 or EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Use that chat feature. We're coming right back. Stay with us. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open, 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. We're happy to be with you today. It is Friday. It's our Glory to God Day, and I'm inviting you to give us a call here with your praise report through the course of the week. How has God blessed you? How have you been a blessing to another? How has God blessed you through the courteous action or love of another person this week? Please let us know about it. I'll tell you what, as I tell you every Friday, it edifies edifies the body of Christ. It lifts us up. It helps us in ever so many ways. I do want to also invite you to get out to our website, womenofgrace.com. We've got all kinds of really good things available for you there, all kinds of good resources. You know, our mission at Women of Grace is to transform the world one woman at a time through a program of spiritual formation that affirms women in the gift of their authentic femininity and as the daughters of the Most High God. So all that being said, we do a lot of work with a lot of women in lots of places, actually worldwide at this point in time. And we're so excited about that. I mean, we have women in Central and South America that have taken our study, women in Mexico that have taken our study, women in Spain that have taken our study. We have women in Germany that have taken our study. We had women in Japan that were taking our study. We have women in Australia that are taking our study, women in the British Isles that have taken our study, women in Canada that have taken our study, women in Ukraine that have taken our study. And these are only the countries that we know about and that I can quickly rattle off to you, right? Or locations or continents. So there's just a really beautiful, beautiful opportunity for women through the foundational study that we have, Full of Grace, Women in the Abundant Life. That is a beautiful study. It helps us to understand who we are as women and how it is that we are to be mini Marys in the world. Yes, mini Marys in the world. If you're wondering, who am I supposed to be? Well, I am telling you, you're supposed to be a mini Mary in the world. What does that mean? It means that our Blessed Lady has a beautiful mission. It's been her mission in time, and it is her mission in eternity, and that is to bring Jesus Christ to the world and the world to Jesus Christ. By way of the gift of our authentic femininity, we as women are called to do likewise, not in the same way as Our Lady did, but to be incorporated into her mission where we bring Jesus into the hearts and lives of others, and that we bring the world to Jesus Christ through our efforts in the various ways in which God calls us to action. So we have our foundational study. We have two installments in our beautiful, beautiful Moments with Mary series. And this series is transformative, as is the foundational study. It helps us to understand who Mary is, which is actually the title of one of them, Who is Mary? And then the second one, Mary Through the Eyes of the Mystics. How do we perceive our Blessed Mother? How does she act in our lives, right? So it's just a beautiful, beautiful way for us to go as women in the world today, called to a very specific mission. We've had religious sisters that have gone through this. I remember with regard to our foundational study, excuse me, I met a religious sister in the airport once, and she came up and she said, you know, Johnette, she said, we are a new religious order. And she said, we have used your foundational study, Full of Grace, Women in the Abundant Life, as our formation for our postulants and novices. Imagine such a thing. So that was really thrilling for me to hear. But it is really unique in what it does. It's unique in the way in which it's organized. It's unique, I think, in the way in which the Holy Spirit comes and works within the hearts of his daughters. So don't deprive yourself. We're always looking for facilitators. We want more and more women to step into that role of spiritual mother, to take women through this study. So we can talk with you about that. We can set aside for you any fear that you might have, because we can let you know how it is that we are side by side with you through the course of your facilitating. We have leadership programs for our facilitators, monthly offerings with regard to that. In addition, we have our Benedicta Institute for Women. And our Benedicta Institute for Women is to take women even a step beyond what we're doing through the studies. This is a course of exploration on who woman is. And we take that course of exploration according to the teaching of John Paul II, according to the teaching really of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, and that is for whom the Institute is named, Edith Stein. We take a look at it through Maximilian Kolbe. We take a look at it through Gertrude von Lafort. We take a look at it through many of the other saints. Carol Hauslander, not a saint, but certainly a modern day mystic. Her writings ever so beautiful. So at any rate, this is a very intentional course. Women can gain a certification in Catholic women's leadership, which is a door opener in parishes and dioceses, a door opener, really, I think, in professional fields as well. So we have that opportunity available for you, or you can come to the Benedicta just for the spiritual enrichment that will be yours. But why not go the distance for the certification? So all of this available for you just by going out, taking a look at our website. We offer many of our courses online. And of course, we've got our Young Women of Grace opportunity for girls that are like 12, 13, up until about 18. Then, of course, we want them to take the foundational study at that point in time. We've got an online event for the teen girls coming up on Friday, June the 13th. I'm encouraging you to join us for that. In addition to that event coming up, I am also going to be in Women of Grace is presenting with Praise Nation, a one-day Pentecost event at St. Andrew the Apostle Catholic Church in Charleroi, Pennsylvania, right outside of Pittsburgh. We want you to join us for this beautiful event June 7th. All of the information is there at our website. Take a look at it. You know, I'm a fan of St. Louis de Montfort. You know that. And St. Louis tells us that the greatest thing that has ever come about has been by way of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Holy Spirit. And we know who he's talking about, the God-man. He says the greatest thing that has ever come about, which is the incarnation of God, came about by way of Mary and the Holy Spirit. And he goes on to tell us that one of the reasons why we do not now see marvelous things happening is because we lack a true devotion to Our Lady. The Holy Spirit is there to guide us and to lead us, right? And so we want to be in that stream of divine life that comes by way of the Holy Spirit, as Mary was in that stream of divine life, incarnate divine life that came by way of the Holy Spirit. St. Louis de Montfort tells us that in the end times, and you know, we talk about that and we think about it very specifically, but the fact of the matter is we've been in the end times since our Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. We've been in the latter days since then. It's just a little later now than it was then. And we know that what Louis says is true, that the formation of the saints who will come in the end times, who will come in the latter days, will come by way of Mary and the Holy Spirit. So we want for you to come to this Pentecost event. Get more of the Holy Spirit. Get more of him. He wants to guide you. He wants to lead you. He wants to do all kinds of marvelous things in your life. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having that holy conversation with you. You can also use the chat feature at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Leave that information for us right there. Tell us who you are, where you are. Don't forget your question or comment, of course. We'll get it retrieved and up on the board. We've got Pedro Quiles doing the retrieving. We've got Michael McCall in from Matthew Gubensky today answering the phones. And we have Vanessa Sanchez sitting there manning or womaning, if you will, the controls there on the campus of EWTN. And I'm with you too. Yay! I love being with you. 833-288-3986. Now, I do want to tell you that I know it is a holiday weekend. That doesn't prevent you from calling. As a matter of fact, Ruth from Pennsylvania took advantage of the opportunity. She is with us via YouTube. Hey, Ruth, how are you? Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? This is Ruth. We know Ruth very, very well. How are you doing, Ruth?
Good, and thank you for taking my call, especially after I just called last week. And I want to say something about calling last week. I needed to firm up. I needed you and Susan's opinions and your strength and your knowledge because to help me because I did my testimony this weekend. And
oh,
I just
good.
Wanted to firm that up. And that's my glory to God, is how God works through us, how he works through us. You know, it's not us, it's him and our cooperation, kind of like Mary with her fiat. And what you said before is just so true. It's when you give, you just receive more. And 25 people came to support me and they received and I received from them. And it was just so beautiful.
Oh, Ruth, I'm so happy. Well, give us the context in which you gave your testimony. Where were you?
Okay, I was in our parish, Our Lady of Mercy in Easton, and it was right after our Mass. And my testimony was heart-to-heart with the Trinity, God still heals today. So basically, it's how God worked through my life, seeking the Father. Father sends you to the Son. With the Holy Spirit, you need the Holy Spirit's gift to find the Son, the gift. And then we need Mary, because Mary keeps us humble, because God withdraws us consolations. And how God healed wounds of my crosses. Mm-hmm. And my crosses, you ponder, like Mary, you can find out how if he gives you that knowledge, how he works through you in divine providence, if you cooperate with him and if you seek him and if you just want to love him and just do better.
Well, Ruth, you know, what a beautiful testimony, and you do have a beautiful testimony. And I just, full disclosure to everybody, Ruth is one of our Women of Grace, and she's a facilitator. And in the beautiful context of our foundational study, we basically help women to learn how to give their testimony, and we do it in a way that was passed on to me by a guest many, many years ago, sitting on the set of The Abundant Life. And we form our testimony around three specific, kinds of categories. I was, Jesus did, I am. I was, Jesus did, I am. And you can take that testimony and apply it to any moment in your life where you have seen the providence of God in the midst of a circumstance. You know, it could be your first entry into a deepening relationship with him. That would be the context in which you would give that testimony, or the way in which you would formulate it. But even after you have relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, so many moments in your life of union with him lend themselves to that kind of testimonial gift that is truly what it is that you're giving to someone else. And nothing moves hearts like a testimony, Ruth, and you know that to be true. Nothing moves a heart like a testimony. But I love the topic. The topic was beautiful, just absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. You know, it's all him. He did this over time, and he just showed me the way. And part of that was Women of Grace, and part of that was other people teaching me, and other people taught you. And that's how it goes from generation to generation. I'm learning so much of that in the Benedicta right now. You know, we just have to pass it on to each generation and nurture them as women.
And yeah, it's so true. So you are registered in our online immersive course, right? Who is woman? The journey from
Eve to Mary.
That's really quite a remarkable course. And all of the courses in the Benedicta are remarkable. And that gives me an opportunity, Ruth, to let you know, which I'm sure you already do know, but everybody else know, that the next online course that will count towards the certification in Catholic Women's Leadership is being offered beginning June 30th. And it is Essentials of Carmelite Spirituality. Again, all of the, what do I want to call them? I guess I would call them the anchor courses, or the foundational courses, or the required courses in these given categories that will comprise this certification. All of those fundamental ones are being offered by our academic advisor, Dr. Donald Wallenfang. We will have other instructors too that will be joining us soon, hopefully for our October course, that will be additional courses in those buckets. But if you get out to our website, womenofgrace.com, just click on Benedicta Institute, and the whole program is explained to you and outlined for you there. I don't want to take up radio time to go into the nitty gritty of it when it's available for you at our website. So I'm so glad that you've that you enrolled, Ruth. I am so glad that you're enjoying the course. I can only imagine how fruitful it is in your life and in the lives of all of the other individuals who are participating in it. So I'm grateful for that. Thank you for your Glory to God report today. It's beautiful. I'm so proud of you, Ruth. I'm so proud of you getting up there before all of those people and giving your testimony. God's using you so powerfully, friend. Thank you, Ruth, and God bless you. And we invite you to call us 2-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us here live on Women of Grace Live, where we love having that holy conversation with you. We're going to go to Tracy. Tracy is in Boise, Idaho, a first-time caller, listening to us via Salt and Light Radio. And what we do for our first-time callers is we ring our first-time caller bell to welcome them for their debut right here on Women of Grace Live. So there is your welcome bell, Tracy. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So you've got something you want to share with us.
I do. I have a glory to God moment. And my youngest son is 23, and he has gone through several years of pretty severe depression. And by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is coming around, and he will be confirmed on Pentecost Sunday.
Wonderful.
And he has also put in his application to the seminary.
Oh, my goodness, Tracy. This is amazing.
It sure is.
Oh, my goodness. You must be over the moon.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh.
May God's will be done.
Oh my God, I have goosebumps. I have goosebumps thinking about him, receiving confirmation, this outpouring of heaven through the Holy Spirit that will come upon him with all of these gifts. Just an amazing thing. And I spoke a little bit earlier about the Pentecost event that I'm going to be at, and I'm going to be remembering him. I want you to stay on the air with us. We've got to go to a break. You hear that music. It's a hard break, so I can't waffle on that break. But stay with us. We'll be back with you. Carolyn, we're going to go to you next, and we've got lines lighting up. We're going to come to all of you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And here's something for you to do during the break here. In addition to listening to whatever is going to come up here on the radio, be thinking about the moment you made your confirmation. How did the Holy Spirit bless you? I love it. I love it. We're coming back with Tracy from Boise and Carolyn from Northern New York and the other individuals who are Michelle. I see a name popping up there. Stay with us. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. We'll be right back.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. It's a Glory to God Friday. We're getting lots of callers calling in to give us their praise report, how God has blessed them through the course of the week. Tracy is with us from Boise, Idaho. She's a first-time caller, which made me very excited because I got to ring my bell and welcome her. She's listening to us via Salt and Light Radio. And she was sharing with us prior to the break that her son, who is 28 years old, is coming out of a deep depression that he's been in for a number of years. And he is going to receive the sacrament of confirmation on Pentecost Sunday. And he wants to enter seminary. And I am just over the moon for her. And she's over the moon about all of it. And, Tracy, I was sharing right before the break that I'm so excited. I mean, to receive the sacrament of confirmation on Pentecost Sunday is really a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's like a double blessing. So I'm going to be praying for him this Pentecost Sunday. So, Lord, you know, I'm tucking him right now into my Pentecost Mass. What is his name, Tracy?
His name is Thaddeus Paul.
Oh, goodness sakes. Of course. Well, it makes sense, isn't it? That he would be discerning the priesthood with that beautiful name, Thaddeus Paul. It doesn't get any better than that, Tracy. You've done good on that name. Oh, well, listen, so as a mom, how are you experiencing this moment?
Oh, incredible joy, incredible thanksgiving just for how far he's come and how wherever the Lord places him, I've come to a place of surrender, and wherever God places him, I know that all that he has gone through will help him to minister to others. Well, you know, whether as a priest or just as the body of Christ.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I think that that shows real spiritual depth in what you just said, because God uses all things and works all things to the good for those who are called according to his purposes. And, you know, oftentimes we look at these difficult times that we've had in our life, your son suffering with this depression, you as his mom watching her son suffer with this. I mean, that is a huge cross. But when we see that God brings us through that trial, and now we've got that testimony of that trial, we know how God never abandons us nor leaves us, then we can become a stronghold for individuals that are going through a similar struggle. So I know that, you know, should it be God's desire for him to be priest, and should it work all the way to ordination, that this time that he's been through will be, as you say, a powerful opportunity for ministering to those whom God will entrust to him through his priesthood, through his spiritual paternity. So thank you so much. So Tracy, you know, do call us back and keep us informed of Thaddeus Paul's progression. You know, we would love to pray for him at moments when he needs prayer, you know, maybe when he's studying for tests and all that kind of stuff, or for whatever reason. We would really like to just accompany him on this journey.
I appreciate that. I will do it.
Thank you so much. And thanks for calling in. What a beautiful, beautiful glory to God moment. What a beautiful, beautiful praise report. Thank you, Tracy. God bless you. Carolyn is out there. She is a first-time caller, and she is in northern New York. So we're going from one side of the country, Idaho, to the other side of the country, New York. Ringing my bell for you, Carolyn. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what do you want to share with us today?
So minor, small ones, because I think it's always important, especially for me, to remember that even the little things, to remind you every day, there's a little blessing God gives you.
That's right.
Last weekend, I went out of state to my daughter's graduation. The whole family came. And while it was joyful, it was also hard because three generations, many people put into a house with not so comfortable beds and the baby throwing up.
Oh, dear.
But I had to go to the store to get medicine for the baby and some essentials, one of which was a certain kind of peanut butter I had to get. And as I looked on the shelf, I thought, great, the one kind I need isn't here. And then when I knelt down a little bit and looked in the way back, there was the one jar of peanut butter that I needed to keep everybody happy. I said, thank you, Jesus. Which made me think, as I'm sitting on the phone, a second one, at the mass the night before, there was a woman sitting directly in front of me who seemed to know everybody, all the other parents, and she looked all put together, and I was alone, and feeling a little jealous, actually, like, huh. And then the next day, at the graduation, she was sitting directly in front of me again. So, again, I felt sort of moved to tap her on the shoulder. She's looking around, and I said, you don't know me, but I have to tell you that yesterday, as I was watching you, you had the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. And she said, oh, my gosh. She said, thank you. She said, I've really been struggling with getting older and the way I look. So, again, for both of us, it was a blessing. Me, a chance to meet someone new. Turns out our kids actually knew each other. And her to get a compliment that she needed. So I think it's important every day to just look for those little events that show us that Jesus is always there.
You know, Carolyn, I appreciate that so much, because oftentimes we don't look at these moments and recognize that God's in the midst of them. And when we do recognize that, we discover that he shows up everywhere. You know, finding that one lone jar of peanut butter to me is just, you know, a hug from heaven. You know, it's God saying, hi, Carolyn, I know what you need. Look deeper. And it's a hug from heaven that lets us know that he's aware of our smallest need. And I can tell you, and you know this, I'm sure, in your own life, that when those big moments of trial come, we remember those little moments. And we know that surely if God was with us in those moments that we might look at as being trivial, then surely in this big moment, he is with us too. And we realize that nothing is trivial with God. And I love the fact that you complimented this lady on her eyes. You know, we don't really know how much someone just needs to hear a word of affirmation. And wouldn't it be lovely if we all lived our day, not in some kind of strange way, but we developed a holy habit of sharing with individuals an affirming word when, in fact, something that they're doing or saying or something about their appearance or, you know, whatever it might be, when it deserves a comment. And you shared a comment with her, prompted to do it at that moment, and it was exactly what she needed to hear. And she walked away feeling more, assured in who she is as a daughter of God as a result of that. I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful, Carolyn, for you in extending that word to this woman. We should never, overlook any prompting of the Holy Spirit, because God's going to work a mini miracle out of it. And sometimes not such a mini miracle, sometimes a big miracle through it. So thank you so much for sharing and reminding us to look for God in all of the small things and to know that it was He that was involved in that jar of peanut butter. Thank you, Carolyn. I so appreciate it. And it's true. You know, it's true. It's just so sweet. I'll give you a quick report from my standpoint just this morning before we get to Michelle there in Texas. So this morning here I was, and I'm leaving town today, going to my cousin's funeral in South Carolina, and many things going on. My husband Jack had to leave town. We had to take the dog to get Maggie Mae boarded, and all of this going on and needing to pack. And so there I am, and I'm talking to a friend, a beautiful woman who I love very, very much, going through a very difficult time, and I'm trying to get ready for radio. And I said to her, well, I've got to blow my hair dry, but I'll call you right back as soon as I do. And there I am, I'm blowing my hair, and don't you know, the blow dryer stops. Well, I don't know, ladies, about how it is. A lot of ladies can air dry their hair and it looks lovely. That is not the case with my hair. And I'm like, oh dear heavens, what am I going to do? And I'm looking at the circuit breaker, and now it's like, literally 15 minutes before the show, like I'm looking at the circuit breaker and nothing's tripped, and oh dear. So I take it out of one outlet and put it in another outlet, still absolutely nothing. And I said, oh, St. Joseph, what am I going to do? And I thought, oh, maybe Jack left his blow dryer. So I look underneath his cabinet to see if his blow dryer is there. And I look, and I had just prayed to St. Joseph, and I said, oh, he didn't take it. I'm so glad. And with that, my blow dryer starts up all on its own. You can't make this stuff up. There was no reason for it to start up. I don't know what happened. And I don't care. St. Joseph showed up, and I was abundantly grateful. A small thing, yes, but a little hug from heaven. I loved it. All of that being said, I even made it on the air on time. Go figure. Let's get to Michelle. She's a first-time caller. She's there in Haslett, Texas. I don't know where that is, but I'm going to find out. Ringing my bell for Michelle. Three first-time callers in a row. Goodness sakes, how wonderful. Hi, Michelle. How are you? Michelle? Hi, Michelle from Haslett, Texas. You're on the air. Michelle, are you there? Well, I'm not sure if Michelle knows she's on the air. Well, we're going to put her back on hold, and we'll come back to her. I'm sure she'll figure it out. We're going to go to Veronica, who is also a first-time caller. She, too, is in Texas, but she is in San Antonio, and I well know where that is, and I'm ringing my bell for you, Veronica. She is listening to us via Guadalupe Radio Network. How are you, Veronica?
Oh, I'm doing very well, Johnette. And keep on doing what you do. I love the story of the hairdryer. It's just so real. Every woman has that nightmare.
I know. It's true. That and the flat iron. You know, if the flat iron goes out, it's a problem.
Correct. Oh, yes. All our tools.
It truly, truly. So what is going on in your life, Veronica?
Well, you had started the show by saying, let's reflect on our blessings this week.
Yes.
And quite frankly, I've had a bit of a rocky couple of days, and so yes. I just thought, okay, let me see, what blessing did I have? And then I remembered, oh my gosh, I had the biggest blessing this past weekend, and starting Friday all the way and culminating on Sunday, a friend of mine, her daughter was graduating from the University of Arizona in Tucson. So I was able to attend the event, and they were just gracious hosts. And so if that's not a blessing enough, Sunday comes around, and I'm thinking, okay, I got to go to church. Okay, I'm Googling where in the world is the nearest church, and it was St. Augustine Cathedral.
Oh.
And so I went along, and I brought two other people with me from our party. And as soon as I walk up the steps, of course, St. Augustine Cathedral in Tucson is just absolutely beautiful. But then I see this white and yellow ribbon, and I know immediately they're celebrating His Holiness Pope Leo the 14th today, and they're doing it in style. As I'm walking up, I'm seeing these bishops coming up, and it's just the knights in their full regalia. It's just incredible. So I'm there and enjoying the Mass, and then at the end of the Mass, they had special congratulatory messages to Pope Leo, and one from a teenage girl, one from a family, one from a woman in English, and one from another woman in Spanish. It was just an amazing celebration. So they were recording this and sending this off to Pope Leo, and it was just a fabulous celebration, and I just felt, wow, you know, making those extra efforts to find that church and the right place at the right time. And with the biggest celebration, I don't know how many other churches were sending the messages, but I just felt absolutely blessed.
Oh, my goodness, Veronica. It's so beautiful. It's absolutely so beautiful. And I know that your heart is full. I'm so excited about this new Holy Father. And everyone that I've spoken to is also excited about him. So many of them, you know, just feeling really, really comfortable in their heart, feeling that he is the right man at the right time to be our Holy Father, to be our shepherd, our vicar of Christ, the successor of St. Peter. And, you know, I have to say, and I'm sure you experienced this, and we've talked about it on the air, but so many, you know, people were so moved by the conclave, and we heard from so many people who had never really experienced anything quite like that before. I don't quite know why. Out of all of the conclaves that we've had, this one has seemed to garner so much media attention that made this available to so many people. And you know, when you see this rich tradition of the church, and then you experience that at this cathedral, you know, my heart is so full of gratitude that God has given me the gift of my Catholic faith. I mean, I just, you know, it is a treasure that never ends. And maybe it's just as we, you know, continue to mature in life a little bit and mature in our faith, we really begin to see the beauty and the wonder of this church. And I love that you said you were so enjoying the Mass. We should be. It's the holy sacrifice of the Mass, but it is a gift from God for us. And one of the things that I've mentioned on the air too, Veronica, and maybe you've experienced this, you know, I continue to be amazed at the fact that it says in Scripture, and I just heard it read a couple of weeks ago, maybe, that you know, from east to west, a perfect offering is being made. And this perfect offering is the offering of Jesus Christ to the Father. That's what the Mass is. The Mass is a representation of the sacrificial action of Jesus Christ on Calvary. And what was that action? It was Jesus offering himself to the Father on our behalf. It was him taking our sins upon himself and becoming the sacrificial lamb. And that was an eternal action. Though it happened in time, it's not locked into time. And at every celebration of the Mass, that very action in an unbloody way is being represented to the Father. And that's what Jesus was saying when he said to the apostles at the Last Supper, do this in remembrance of me. That word remembrance, understood by a Jew, means that we are bringing the past present again, which is what the Passover is, bringing the past present again. So what Jesus was saying is, this is an eternal moment. I want you to bring this moment present, right? Until I come again. And so the Mass, there is always this offering. There is always a Mass that is being celebrated at every moment. At every single second, the host somewhere is being elevated to the Father. You know, think about that. That there is the consecration happening at every single minute. As a matter, it's not even a second. It's like an overlapping. As one is lifted and comes down, another one is being lifted, another one is being lifted, another one is being lifted. And spiritually, because this is an eternal moment, and because prayer exists outside of time and space, when we say, Father God, I desire to be in this offering at this moment, we are mystically present to all of these offerings. And so in our morning offering, it's beautiful to say, and this is my morning offering, thank you, God, for another day of life. Today, I offer you all of my thoughts, words, deeds, and sufferings through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And in union with all of the masses being celebrated today, may they tend to your greater glory and to my eternal salvation. Amen. So in that prayer, all of the masses, then what I'm asking the Father to do is to receive everything from me at every sacrificial offering of the Mass. And, you know, we should enjoy that as you did. I went on and gave a little teaching there, but I couldn't help it. My heart just fills with joy when I hear someone loving the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the beauty and the wonder of our faith, as you have experienced and shared with us today, Veronica. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
You just, you know, you just get it, girlfriend. And I love that. You just get it. And we want all of you to get it, too. So, you know, I'll tell you a beautiful book that was written by Father Ken Geraci. He's written two of them, Why Be Catholic? So you want to get that book, Why Be Catholic? It recounts his spiritual journey and his entry into priesthood. And it might be in that book, I'm not really sure. But he talks about the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And he shared with us that teaching again in St. Louis last weekend. And I never cease to find something new in what he shared or to understand it on a deeper level. So Why Be Catholic? And then his other book, which is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It is Spiritual Warfare and Divine Mercy. That is really quite a book. They're both available for you at EWTNRC.com. As a matter of fact, I've interviewed Father on both of those books. So you can just go out to womenofgrace.com, click on TV, and then in the search feature, put in Father Ken's name, Father Ken Geraci, G-E-R-A-C-I. And maybe even if you just put in Father Ken, all of his shows would come up and you'd be able to watch those shows that we did on those books and gain some great insight and inspiration by way of them. Well, Veronica, thank you. I'm so grateful for your call. Joe out there on YouTube, what a patient man Joe is. He put this up there early on in the program and I'm only now getting to it. So I apologize, Joe, for my tardiness. But here's what he says. He says, praise report, my dad's birthday of 97 years. Just mind-blowing. Happy occasion. Thanks be to God. Well, Joe, that is amazing. I hope to be right there with your dad. I hope to be to reach the age of 97. I hope to reach the age of 100 because Jack says he's going to throw a great big birthday party. I want to be there for it. So what a beautiful, beautiful thing for you to have your dad for all of these many years. I hope he's in good health. I hope that he is in good mental health. And I hope that you have more years to enjoy with him. People are living very long these days. And let's just hope that all of that takes place for your dad for the glory and honor of God. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. Well, I'll tell you, we're coming to the end of the program, so I'm not going to be able to take any more calls. We are just like about, I don't know, 2 minutes away, maybe 1 minute, maybe 30 seconds away at this point in time. We're getting closer and closer. I can tell you that much. But all of that being said, I do want to encourage you to get out to our website. I just shared with you about the television program. programs being archived there. So many other great resources are available for you there, including the archiving of our radio broadcast, too. The television and radio program Women of Grace is also archived at EWTN On Demand, and you can listen to live streaming at EWTN as well. So you can, you know, actually watch the television programs on your phone. Imagine such a thing. Can you believe that? I mean, can you believe that we can actually do those things? I was listening to the news and they were talking about robots, and they were talking about at some point in time, there will be, now was it 5 robots for every human person? I don't know what you think about that. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. I find that rather chilling. I don't find it thrilling. I find it chilling. Well, anyway, you hear that music. We're about to close it up for this week. I hope that you have a very safe holiday. I have a very special program for you that will air on Monday, so please do listen to it. I hope it's a big blessing to you. I'm going to be back in the saddle with you on Tuesday, taking your calls again. And I am praying that you are safe, that you enjoy family, that you enjoy friends, that you're always praising the Lord, that you're always looking for the numbers of ways in which He shows up in your life every day. God bless you now. Bye-bye.